Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Tuesday, May 13th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. The Great Gatsby is getting a new absolute rose. Aisha Jackson will be joining the Broadway company this summer as Daisy Buchanan. She begins performances on June 16th. This last weekend, Jackson closed a production of Wonderful Town at New York City Center. She was most recently on Broadway late last year as Middle Alley in the closing cast of The Notebook. Daisy is currently being played by Sarah Hyland, whose final performance is now set for June 15th. Catch The Great Gatsby at the Broadway Theater. God, that's brilliant! Operation Mincemeat will be launching a world tour in 2026. The multi-year global takeover is currently slated to make stops in the United States, its native UK, Australia, Canada, China, Mexico, and New Zealand. The news was announced today at the United Nations by the uproarious original cast members who can be found in the Broadway company. The tour will officially begin on February 16th at the Lowry in Manchester, England, where the show began its life as a fringe piece. For more information, visit OperationMincemeat.com. The new musical comedy, now nominated for 4 Tonys, including Best Musical, continues in New York at the John Golden Theater. The latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending Sunday, May 11th. The box office remained steady last week, rising ever so slightly to just over $43.5 million total across 40 running productions. This marked the second-to-last week of the 2024-2025 Broadway season, and according to Michael Paulson of the New York Times, the total amount made this season has just eclipsed that of 2018-2019, the last full season before the COVID-19 pandemic. Last week also marked the first full week since this year's Tony nominations were announced. Death Becomes Her was the biggest beneficiary. With 10 nods, including Best Musical, its sales rose up to $1,343,867, playing to 98% full houses at the L'Enfantin. Maybe Happy Ending, also nominated for 10, including Best Musical, reached 7 figures for just the second time at the Belasco. More modest jumps could be found at Purpose, John Proctor is the Villain, and Sunset Boulevard, which were each nominated for a smaller handful of awards. Glengarry Glen Ross, nominated for just 1 Tony, announced this morning that it recouped its $7.5 million investment. The star-studded play revival starring Kieran Culkin, Bill Burr, and Bob Odenkirk also saw a modest rise to $2,435,389, playing to near sellout houses at the Palace. And elsewhere, Hadestown welcomed new cast members Ali Lewis-Borsky and Myra Malloy on The Road to Hell early last week. Nevertheless, the show dipped a bit to $594,818, playing to over 94% capacity audiences at the Walter Kerr. And finally today, the original Broadway cast recording of Redwood just released today on digital and streaming platforms. The new musical, marking Idina Menzel's return to Broadway for the first time in a decade, features an original score by composer-lyricist Kate Diaz and co-lyricist Tina Landau. Inside the District has a first listen of Menzel performing the soaring ballad Great Escape.
Open arms, I'm ready to release in my heart.
You can listen to the entire album right now wherever you stream music. Physical and vinyl releases will follow on June 13th and July 25th, respectively. Redwood plays its final Broadway performance this Sunday, May 18th, at the Niederlander Theater. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.